Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single day. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Sarah. We're a fam, we read comics.
That would be cringy if we were reading a trade paperback every single day. Okay, I'm not that big of a nerd.
That's so much time.
Yeah, it'd be so much.
I'd maybe do like two a week, if anything, but that's quite a commitment.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Actually, I don't know, this one was pretty quick to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Nathan.
Do you remember the last thing you were on for?
It was a wizard book.
Was that the last time?
No, that was 2 years ago.
That was two times ago, I thought.
No. We did Nice House on the Leak last
Ooh,
year.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
I'm sorry, I know you don't like when I'm right, but...
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm only right because you were wrong, you know?
Okay.
We got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Kill or Be Killed. We got the poll list, Back Matter Matters, and we start with the news.
Yeah, what do we got for news?
You got any news?
Teach me something, boys.
All right.
Superman, like first appearance comic book sold this week for a big amount of money. On like a grade from like 1 to 10, 10 being like mint condition, it was 8.5. Do you want to guess how much it sold for?
Somebody sold a comic book to another person and it was a first edition.
It was the first Superman like appearance ever. And it was like, you know, a B+ as far as like quality.
$25,000.
$6 million.
That is ridiculous.
It did break some records.
See, these are investments, you know?
Yeah. One of these is going to hit, you know?
Somebody is going to want this book.
Yeah. Somebody will want it.
Someday.
It'll be the next big thing. So yeah, that just sold this week as a recording. So that's pretty cool, by Heritage Auctions. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's what it was kind of like expected to go for, right?
Yeah, just about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Superman, there's a documentary coming out under the new DC Studios label. It's called Super/Man, the Christopher Reeve story.
Oh.
A documentary follows how Christopher Reeve found strength and purpose through activism after he was paralyzed in an equestrian accident. Do you know what equestrian means?
He fell off a horse?
Is that what equestrian means?
Yeah.
I knew he fell off a horse already, so I wasn't sure if there was a word.
He got paralyzed from that?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's scary. No, I didn't know that could happen.
Very scary, yeah.
I mean, I guess I knew that falling could paralyze you, but wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so is that going to be on is that going to be on Max?
It's coming to theaters in September.
Cool.
There was a Full House episode where Michelle fell off a horse and had amnesia.
In Full House?
Mm-hmm.
Amnesia?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she hit her head.
Forgot her whole family.
Whoa. Do you remember the horse?
What's worse, being paralyzed or forgetting your whole family?
Dude, amnesia, I mean.
I
was like,
dude. I could relearn.
See you guys.
I could forget you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, amnesia. I like to think that if I became, like, I couldn't use my legs, my sole purpose would be to go to the gym and be able to do, like, a pull-up, but, yeah, like, with the wheelchair, like, strapped to you.
Oh, yeah.
Those cool. Those guys are so cool to me.
I tried this new gym and they have like these straps that like hang, you know, I think it's for like those like where you like you lean back and do like kind of rows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can just climb up those and just do pull-ups, you know, and curls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't give up, you know, just no leg day ever.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun. Not
you heard it here first. Daniel says the paralysis kind of fun.
If it were me, just saying.
Skip leg day.
Yeah. I would still have a shirt that said that, yeah, you know?
Skip it. Skipping all leg days. You know Lore Olympus?
Yeah.
It's ending.
Oh.
Yeah. I told Sophie and she screamed very loud.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Rachel Smythe, who liked our tweet when we did that Lore Olympus episode, by the way. Pretty cool.
Pretty exciting.
Shout out Real Rachel. Quick.
This is like a book that's got like 270 chapters. Mm. You know, it's a webcomic.
It's got 2 billion views.
Yeah. Did they like get all the way through the book in the show? Or are we talking about the
book?
This is
just a book. Well, it's like a web comic, so it's like only available digitally, and then they printed a trade paperback after the fact.
But I imagine they'll finish it, you know,
after
all this time.
So she tweeted out, Lore Olympus is on its final arc. The final episode is 280 and is scheduled to be published on the 11th of May, 2024. I'm working on a future message to express my gratitude and thank the many people who have helped during this incredible journey. So
that's so close.
That is super close. Yeah.
Catch up, Nathan.
I know. We're 240 or 220 behind. So
that wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. But like,
that's crazy though. I feel like we just
read that, and then she maybe heard us talk about it, and she's like, "Ooh, I'm gonna end it now." It's getting to the normies.
Yeah, now that's on like a podcast.
Yeah, yikes.
Cut the shit off.
But yeah, that's crazy. And like, put it in perspective, like you download the Webtoons app, and like this is like always the first thing. It's like easily the most like successful one that was like on there. So it's kind of crazy. It's been going for 10 years or something. So
yeah. And then you remember the Star Wars animated show, Tales of the Jedi? It was like those like kind of what if episodes that they'd have. Well, there's Tales of the Empire that are coming this May the 4th.
Whoa, like Star Wars.
Yeah, wow. Like Star Wars Day. Coming on Star Wars Day, where it's Tales, like what if episodes of like Sith
stuff. Of bad guys?
Bad guy stuff.
Oh, that sounds cool. Did you watch the Tales of the other one? The Jedi?
Yeah, it was awesome. I told you to watch it.
Yeah, you did. Sure did.
Yeah, and so that's coming 6 episodes. Pretty cool.
Nice. Very cool. Here's a fun little thing that I found today. You know, like Geoff Johns is working on like his imprint. It's called like Ghost Machine.
Yeah.
He's making so Ghost Machine has a coffee partnership with a random like coffee brand, and they're making like Ghost Machine coffee now. But it's going to be like branded with the characters from Ghost Machine. That's like stuff.
Cool. I mean, I haven't read any of that shit, and it doesn't look, I mean, like the art's cool, but it doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
But the coffee idea is
well, maybe cool. Maybe this will change your mind, because they're coming out with a flavor.
Geiger called, flavor?
No, not Geiger flavor.
Is it Rook flavor?
Oh, I didn't even.
Or red dude, Red Baron?
No, flavor? Ghost Roast.
Nice.
Good name.
Yeah. So gotta make maybe you like it.
What's the coffee company?
It's called Comics on Coffee. Okay. So that's the thing that they.
So they do this.
With. They it's, like do this. Okay. Yeah. I think so, I've seen an Instagram ad where it's like Spider-Man coffee, and it's like, this is kind of weird. But.
Okay. So I thought it was like just some random like you know, well-known roastery or something. Yeah.
Like what's that? Like Pete's Coffee or whatever.
Yeah, like that.
That'd be cool. But nope. I just thought that was interesting, because they're like, this is so big, let's make a coffee thing. But it's like,
I have news.
It's just interesting. Oh, what is it? Ooh.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, ooh.
Everybody shut up. Daniel, shut up.
Daniel, 7-Eleven is bringing back the BYOC.
Bring your own comics.
April 13th. Bring your own cup, and you can fill it. Ooh. It can be as big as you want. It can be whatever you want. People don't even really bring cups. And you can fill it with slushy.
Oh, and it's like a fixed price?
Like $2 or $3. Yeah.
So you could...
BYOC. Any cup you want.
You can bring like a big Home Depot bucket
if
you want.
Yes, people do that.
Wow.
Just out of principle, I think.
That's awesome.
That's the only news I have.
That's very exciting. What day?
April 13th. That'll be after this comes out.
Oh. Was that like tomorrow or no?
Saturday.
Saturday. Ooh, we're going to be out and about on Saturday.
Yeah. BYORC.
Let's bring our Home Depot buckets.
We'll steal pint glasses from different bars and just fill up there.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Good news.
Thank you.
Nathan,
yeah,
you know Evangeline?
No.
It's a Rob Liefeld property.
That's probably why I don't know it.
Yep. On Image, probably. That's what it looks like. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But it's getting a movie, I guess.
All right.
Being adapted by Margot Robbie and Olivia Wilde, set to produce. Oh.
Wow.
That's what she looks like.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. And I think Hollywood is picking the wrong properties.
Yeah. Why do they pick that?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe the success of Deadpool. Rob Liefeld made Deadpool. And so it's like, because remember like a year ago they were going to do like Profit or whatever.
Are they not
like,
doing that anymore?
They probably still are, but.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one I want to see.
And so I just don't know why all these things are being picked up from him.
I don't know. It feels like
by these people.
It feels like there's a lot of deals that like get picked up, and then it's just the option. They'll never happen. But I would be very surprised if that ever saw the light of day. If we can't see fucking Spawn happen after all these years,
right? Which had a movie already.
Yeah, it did, but they're doing it again.
So people know it.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's strange. Daniel, you remember that DC series? It was Dark Knights of Steel, and it was like DC universe, but like Game of Thrones, pretty much. It's getting a sequel called All Winter. And it's going
to Winter's coming?
I think so. Oh. I think Winter's going to be coming. But it was like this like really good actually DC series where like different houses in like this land were like just different superheroes. So it'd be like the Waynes from like, so like the Batman people had like their Airbender, own house and kind of like that. Yeah. And it was like kind of mystical and stuff. There's probably some dragons. I don't know. I didn't finish it.
You guys got roasted so hard on that Airbender thing, saying that airbending was like the least powerful.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got roasted.
Listen.
I saw the comments.
They all died. They all died.
Everyone said the same thing. Like, you can suck air out of lungs and kill someone that way.
Not if I hold my breath.
What then? Close my mouth.
Plug your nose.
Can't give me.
They literally all died. So I mean, and then Aang popped out, and they're like, "Holy shit! There's still one of them left."
I don't know if we were roasted or if we just were faced with some anger. You know,
I think they had enough to be angry about with that new show. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah. So that thing's happening. It's coming from like some novelist who like I think does fantasy stuff. So that might be pretty good. His name is Jay Kristoff.
Okay,
but that's all we know about it so far.
Cool. We got a trailer for Joker, Nathan.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
I watched the teaser for the trailer.
Yeah, where he's like laughing there.
I've heard some things.
Like what?
That it's going to be more musical based. And you know, I hate a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate a musical. There might be like two original songs in the whole thing. And then everything else will be other
I heard something songs. Like there'd be like 13 songs in it.
Yeah, so I'm probably not even going to see it. I mean, you can go with Dom.
Okay.
Let's go. We have permission.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just so ballsy to make it a musical that like I just like have to see what they do with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because the first one is not a musical.
The first one, like, it makes me feel like uncomfy. And so I think this is just making me feel uncomfy in a different way.
Yeah. You know? It'll feel like weird.
Like, I'm going to watch it. I won't like it, probably, maybe. I don't know.
I think I'm going to like it.
Anything can be good, you know?
You like musicals?
No.
Why do you think you're going to like it?
Unless it's like Tenacious
so
D.
Weird.
Or like...
Good movie.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, you know?
I mean, is that even technically a musical?
Yeah. It's got songs they sing.
I mean, the characters sing in it, but they're musical. Not like singing about walking down the street or whatever.
Is that what you think makes a musical?
Yeah.
I think as long as...
Like a School of Rock a musical?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think is Whiplash... No, I guess there's no singing in Whiplash, but...
It's music.
Does that make it a musical?
You know what? Okay, I'm getting a little far away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Mamma Mia or whatever.
Right. That's what I think in my head. Or like...
But I think people are jumping straight to musical, you know, when... Like, I know Joker's not in a band.
Like, if Joker sings, I assume... You know, it'll be like a musical. Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, we're going to watch it.
And people are pissed about Lady Gaga being Harley Quinn. I think it's fine.
Yeah, sure.
We already got a pretty good Harley
Joaquin
Quinn and Margot Robbie.
Pretty old, you know, and so you need like a older.
Definitely.
Harley Quinn to make it less weird.
And like, I feel like we already got a pretty good like Harley Quinn with Margot Robbie. And so if she was just trying to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like it would just be kind of lame. So whatever they decide to do, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Because it's a musical. Gaga.
Smart.
She's been in one before.
She does sing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen that other thing with Bradley Cooper.
A Star is Born?
Yeah.
It was really good. I actually did like
it's
that
a really good
one.
Movie.
That one was a musical, but I did like that one.
That's what I hear.
Is that a musical? It's just about this dude who's in like, who is like a...
Yeah, that's what I wouldn't consider that
Maybe
a musical.
That's the distinction between whether I like it or not. Because I have like School of Rock and that I did like.
Yeah.
But as long as they're not singing down the sidewalk. Then.
Yeah, singing down the... Yeah. If they're not like...
That's the line.
That's the line. If they're on the sidewalk and singing, get me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I... Yeah.
In other news, Aaron Taylor Johnson was offered the role of James Bond.
Ooh, is he the guy that's married to the woman that is inappropriate?
That's inappropriate? Can you move the mic closer to you?
Yeah.
That too. She is... older than him.
Didn't they get together when he was 18 years old and she already had kids that were like his age?
I don't know that detail, but he was 18 when he was in a 40s. Movie that she directed when she was like 44. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're in love and they're married.
I know. Who am I to say? Honestly.
Love finds a way.
Anyway, good choice, I think.
And so James does Bond. Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
That was a rumor and we're like, hell yeah. You know, so yeah. That could be cool.
He's been cool lately.
Yeah, he's a real cool guy.
Ever since... Bullet Train, he's been like a pretty cool guy.
He's I think he was cool, like, in Godzilla, you know?
He was pretty cool in Godzilla.
He's really big.
He's like a military man.
He's going through a renaissance, if you will.
Yeah, good for him. I like him.
Yep.
Have you seen him in stuff? Do you know who we're talking about?
I know who you're talking about, and I know I've seen him in things, but I couldn't name a single thing I've seen him in.
Like Bullet Train?
Yeah, Bullet Train.
I've seen Bullet Train. I just don't, you know, I know his
face.
He's
the one that had, like, a black brother.
Huh. He had the blue suit on, I think. And
he also
mustache.
Punched his way into the bullet train, yeah. Which is like my favorite scene in that movie.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen him in a thing or two.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And last thing, Becky Cloonan has a book coming from Boom Studios, coming in July. We don't know what it is yet.
Cool. Same thing with Jeff Lemire. He's doing a written and drawn ongoing series that's about, it's supposed to be like about as long as Sweet Tooth. That's what he said. Which is like, what, like 30 issues 30-ish, or something?
30-ish, yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't announce what it was called yet, but he posted this
like Illuminati.
little Illuminati thing. So
yeah, he's doing
a
Yu-Gi-Oh book, dude?
He's doing a Yu-Gi-Oh book.
Wait, is that, it's with Boom?
It's with Boom, yeah.
Did they drop a month?
July.
Ooh, July. A lot of July stuff. Interesting.
No, fall 2024. I just made up July.
Okay.
So yeah, probably October-ish. When does fall start? What does the hedgehog have to do to make fall start?
Yeah, he has to see his shadow on the other side.
How old is that hedgehog?
They replace Punxsutawney Phil a lot.
What's his name?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney?
Punx.
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's a sick name.
Yeah but
name.
I think he's been replaced a few times.
Why did they put Phil at the end?
It's like Shamu.
I don't really know where how he got his name.
But there's like multiple generations of Punxsutawney Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Phil? Like,
Groundhog Day has been a day for quite some time, and I don't imagine they have, like...
They probably don't announce it.
What are you, a hedgehog expert now?
I don't...
Guys, he's not even a hedgehog.
There's, like, an 80s movie with Bill Murray called Groundhog Day.
That's a groundhog.
Yeah, I was like, guys, he's not a hedgehog. So, he is a groundhog.
Groundhog, whatever.
Yeah, groundhog. And I can't imagine it's been the same one for 40 years.
Your groundhog expert
They probably
now?
Died.
Might have
Whose
died.
Job is it to decide which groundhog will replace him?
Maybe they make him have kids.
Oh,
yeah, cool. And they just pass down the gene.
How is there not like a DreamWorks movie about Punxsutawney Phil?
There probably is, dude. Or the Groundhogs people, they just like, they got the rights.
Yeah.
They got chokehold on
it. It's like about the kid.
What the fuck would you even like make it about?
I don't know. It's about a kid who's going to be the new Punxsutawney Phil. And he's like, I don't want to
do it.
He's
scared of a shadow.
He's like, I don't want to do it.
Adam Sandler, get on this right now.
That is such a good idea. He hates his own shadow.
He's got to face his fears.
Yeah, he's got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but he hates shadow, he's scared of a shadow and he hates public speaking.
His shadow is like actually like the personification of like death or something, and he's got to face it.
And his mom died.
You guys should write the script.
Yeah.
Sell it to somebody for a lot of money.
We're already
cooking. Cut this out.
Cut.
Write that down. Let's get into the book that we read this week.
Yeah, we read that so hard.
We read it so hard. It's called Kill or Be Killed by Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips, and Elizabeth Breitweiser.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I know. I was just thinking that. She's great.
She's very good.
Good colorist.
Yeah.
Sean Phillips does the pictures, and Elizabeth does the coloring.
And Brubaker does the words.
What did you think of this, Sarah?
I liked it.
It's pretty good.
I think it would be good as a show.
Is that a thing?
It has been announced it's going to be a movie, but that was like in 2017. Mm. It's from the writer of Fast and Furious 9.
Good movie.
And the director of the John Wick movies. And I think he's just been busy with the John Wick movies. So,
yeah. Well, he just wrapped those up. So, who knows?
Yeah. He's working on Ballerina right now as like a producer, which is that Ana de Armas spinoff thing of the John Wick stuff that comes out next year.
Is she in those movies? She in the first one?
I don't think she's in any of them.
I think I'd like it as a live action.
Yeah, it's got to be.
This, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be very, very good.
Yeah, I think it's definitely lends itself to like doing like a
episodic kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like just like a banger, like limited series where it's like, you know, 10 episodes or something like that.
Yeah. Trying to fit it in like 2 hours seems kind of hard.
Yeah. But also like trying to stretch it for like 3-4 seasons seems like it wouldn't be like that great.
This is 20 issues, bro.
I know, but like
there's
been 2 seasons of Invincible. They're 30 minute episodes and we're already like 40 issues in.
They're 45 minute episodes.
No, they're not, are they?
Yeah, they're so long.
Even still, they're still like 45
Sometimes
issues
I'm like,
in.
Is
after,
still going?
They're still like 45 issues in after 2 seasons, so.
Right, but they're like condensing stuff. This is not meant to be condensed.
I think it could be. You could chop off some
Maybe
back.
You could chop off cut some fat or whatever. They're gonna have to if it's a good movie, but yeah, like you could just like, that's like your storyboard.
Yeah.
Storyboard.
But I think it's like pretty solid concept. I think the whole time they do pretty good. There's like a demon character and you're like, is that real or is that like some weird
Can you guys give shit? Me a spoiler on if he ends up with her? Or he has, do you do spoilers on here?
Sure. Do you remember? I think he does.
Probably.
I'm not into her. I don't like her.
She is a little bit weird, but I think so is Dylan.
Yeah. It's not the weirdness thing for me. It's the whole, yeah, I know I'm such a bad person for cheating on my boyfriend. Like there's that whole trope of someone who knows that there's an issue where like, oh, I'm just the worst, but still fucking does stuff anyway.
But like you're bad with me, so it's okay.
Yeah.
We can fix each other.
I hate that. I just can't stay away from you, but I'm going to like
How can you
fuck
trust
your best friend
like
next
that,
door
you know?
Because he's actually my boy. Like, yeah. I'm not into it.
Me neither. I think she
gives redheads a bad name.
I think they
end up
together, but I don't know if she like lives.
Damn.
I can't remember.
I don't think she dies.
That'd be a big spoiler.
That would be a big spoiler.
I don't know.
I'm talking on my ass. I read the final issue this, what was it, like 3 years ago? And that was after like 3 years, 4 years of reading like this as a book. So
maybe 2 years.
Some of the details are a little muddy.
I think it ended in 2019. So and we read it like the day, like every day it came out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of the first series I feel like I did that for. Like,
yeah.
Do you have like the number one? Like
yeah.
Issue?
Does she become bad and then he chooses her to kill that month?
Oh, that'd be a great idea, but I don't think that happens.
Nah.
For good.
But let's just get into it. We're excited to talk about it. But so it opens up with like a huge like action scene and a dude in like a red ski mask is gunning down a ton of bad people because he's trying to take action against the bad that's in the world or whatever. And he's like,
so
what are
he
you
says.
Doing? Yeah, so he says. But he's like, he's also very like hostile. He's like, what are you fucking doing? You're just going to hope that it gets better? He's like, no, I'm shotgunning some people. But it does the thing where he's like, but I'm getting ahead of myself. And he tries to like pinpoint.
You're probably wondering how I got here.
Yeah. He like pauses it.
Yeah.
And it's like Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
He shows up. He's a llama. Anyway. And he tries to pinpoint when this all started, which is when Dylan tried to kill himself by jumping off a roof. But pretty solid, like, beginning action scene. Like, I really like...
It's kind of brutal, dude.
It's very brutal, yeah. I like...
They don't really get that bloody anymore, it seems like.
Yeah, I like a lot of the deep reds that they do in some of the, like, backgrounds of the action shots.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line where he's, like, talking about how shitty the world is, and there's, like, there's psychopaths running for president. And I was like, okay. And, but anyway, he starts to give context about wanting to jump off the roof. And Dylan talks about being like a grad student and his roommate Mason is dating Dylan's best friend, Kira. And this made Dylan feel even more lonely, especially when he overhears Kira say that she feels sorry for Dylan, which is weird because Kira would randomly start making out with Dylan whenever Mason wasn't around.
Because she is so cool. Because
she's cool. And we like this. Which is just, yeah, very messy situation because it seems like these are only like two people in his life. And there's like a weird love triangle thing going on.
I know you read like books and stuff, and so like pacing is just going to be like always better in comics, I think. Mm-hmm. Like it'll just like flow a lot, it'll go a lot faster.
Yeah.
Did you feel like this kind of had good pacing, or do you feel like the captions kind of slowed you down? Do you recall? Was it a chore?
Do you remember?
Was it no? I mean, I busted through it in like 30 minutes, like the four issues or whatever.
Well,
I
took me like 2 hours.
I don't think I pay as much attention to the art as you guys do.
Sure.
Like yeah. I stopped after each page and I like looked at it just to make sure there wasn't anything major that I was missing.
Did you read everything and then look at the pictures?
Well, yes. there's pages where there's like you stuff like, in the margins.
Okay,
right?
That's one thing.
And yeah. So I think, which I like that they do this actually.
I don't prefer it.
I think I would dislike it more if these were split up into like multiple panels and I was reading everything like it was just captions throughout the whole thing.
I'll take pictures of like cities and sidewalks like all day rather than just like one,
but this is like big city and sidewalk when
that's
like
a kid's book, you know.
I mean, how many kids books are you reading where they're jumping off buildings, Daniel?
Only good ones.
But yeah, I kind of like it like that. But I think this,
it's not too much.
I think this book kind of frames itself like it's kind of like a novel, and then like sometimes there's just like context images there. Yeah. He'll be like walking down a street, you know, mm-hmm. with like
it
a bunch of people in New York.
Well,
yeah, I think so too. And he's always like really good about setting up the situation like really fast.
Yeah,
because like we're like halfway through this first issue and it's like we know that Dylan, you know, is pretty depressed. He's got a weird fucked up love triangle. He eventually starts killing people and I don't know, shit like that.
Yep.
I also feel like they nailed Dylan's design, because I look at him and I'm like, this guy's not okay. You ever notice that? Like, he's just...
It's just Sean Phillips.
Is it? Because it's like... Yeah.
If you look at any of their books, the main character is always just the artist.
I think it's just the hair that does it for me. Like, he clearly doesn't...
Look up a picture of Sean Phillips.
Right. Well, I'm not saying his face looks fucked up.
It's old Dylan.
But to me, it's like his... He doesn't, like, do anything, like, with his hair. And it's like, kind of clear because he just, like, doesn't care about what he looks like or whatever. And I think... I don't know. Maybe okay. I'm just thinking about too long. Sean Phillips. This guy? I mean, not really. I think you're wrong. No, it's just a white dude with brown hair.
That's who Dylan is.
This is true. Good point.
Anyway.
So one day he jumps off the roof and he gets his fall broken by like laundry wire. Is that even a thing? Has that ever been a thing? I don't think I've ever seen that.
Why would they be out like in the winter? In like
olden time New York, that's always in movies.
This is pretty modern, isn't it?
But did that like ever happen? Like for I can't imagine. I imagine it would.
But like, how does that work? Jump off and then they're
no,
shape?
No, just like laundry wire in general. Like, I've never seen it, you know?
Might be real.
How do you set that up? Do you like go to your neighbor, like in the other building? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they're set up when the buildings are built.
Well, it's with the pulley system. But yeah, so you would...
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. But then you like dry your clothes there. What if the wind picks up? I guess there's clips.
Gonna lose some shit.
I don't know. Get a dryer.
Yeah.
So small apartments.
Yeah, you poor folk, get a dryer.
Yeah, I guess get a dryer. Cut that out. Put it in there.
Cut that out.
Have you seen those fucking TikToks lately of like, here's my $1,200 apartment. It's just like a closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He can have laundry wire.
It's like a little bit bigger than their body.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you could just barely fit in there. So yeah, his fall gets broken by laundry wire and a bunch of snow that's on the ground. But he realizes he doesn't actually want to kill himself. So that's cool. And he wants to tell Kira how he feels, but she's asleep. So he's like, all right, I'll sleep it off. And then that night, when he tries to sleep, a demon shows up saying that he's the one that saved Dylan, but he requires a life for a life every month because the demon saved him. So now Dylan has to get lives for the demon or whatever. And the demon proves that he's real by breaking Dylan's arm.
I don't know why like a demon would injure like his killer, like that is working for him, you know?
Like convince him that he's real.
I don't see why his life is worth one life a month.
Yeah, that is like that.
Like
it's
a life
very
for
frequent.
A life is one to one,
but
pal.
Like one a year is like two, like it's like not that frequent.
Yeah,
and so to be like, give me a body every quarter of the year, you know? It's like I don't know,
but
I do
lot.
Agree. Like one a month, that's like 30 days, dude.
To like that's find... like 12 in a year, bro.
Dude, that's like
4 weeks, bro.
Dude, two fortnights for each body. But yeah, I agree. That's very frequent. It's like you barely have time to breathe before it's
yeah.
like...
Yeah. It's like once a full moon, bro.
The odds of getting caught become astronomical.
But maybe the demons... Maybe the demon's like a metaphor for like rent in like...
living paycheck society,
paycheck to paycheck, you know, it's like the things you got to do.
Yeah.
Anyway,
almost got it's like pulling teeth, you know.
What do you think about the demon design?
It was vague, and that's fine.
I think
yeah,
it's vague. Like I think on purpose, obviously.
It's a good silhouette, and I don't. I you almost like want to see more detail, but mm-hmm. then again, like I also don't because that might like ruin it in a way, you know.
Yeah, I think they.
Because it's very creepy and is hides in the dark really well.
Pretty menacing.
Yeah.
I just wish that like when he's, you know, breaking Dylan's arm or something, we saw just like a little bit more of like something because he's just like, all silhouette. But I understand why they didn't do that.
Probably helps to save time. You know?
Yeah, probably. Kira takes him to the hospital. They don't ever talk about like Dylan's feelings or whatever. But when a month starts to come up, Dylan starts feeling super sick. And then he randomly starts seeing like the demon and reflections and stuff. So he was like, oh, shit, this might be real. And one day he gets mugged by like some guys that harassed him before in the book and they leave him on the ground in the snow, which is when Dylan decides to say, fuck it. And he starts working on killing a bad person before his last day is up.
I love these panels that are just like in the snow.
Dude, there's so much snow.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Like this is a blizzard. And he's just like walking around.
Looks like a puzzle.
Yeah. Pretty cool. He gets his ass beat. By two people that apparently were on the same bus like a couple years ago,
yeah,
it seems like.
The demon sent them after him.
Oh, that, I guess it makes sense to be like, hey, I'm just
fucking
like,
real, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take over a body or possess someone, which mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. something I don't think comes up again because I didn't remember that bit.
Did he possess him? Is that what
yeah,
that
the,
was?
Yeah, the people that beat him up.
Yeah. Because I know the demon was like there, but I guess, yeah, that makes sense. So issue two,
because it's like the lettering that the demon has. It's like one more day. Why would someone mugging you tell you that?
I just thought the demon was like there. He's like, he's like, I know this is like a bad time, but like,
hey, you busy?
It's like, you have to pay rent tomorrow, so it's like,
just don't forget, dude.
So issue two, it opens up with Dylan about to like do his first kill, and then he's like, oh man, I gotta heal myself again. But he drives a damn orange beetle, which is like the most recognizable thing if you see someone shoot somebody else and then get into like an orange beetle.
Cars flee the scene. Like, there's so many cars, but there was this beetle.
There was an orange beetle very specifically that got
A punch buggy. I got my brother.
Is that his beetle or was it his drug dealer's beetle?
It was his mom's. His mom's car. Okay. But yeah, I think these are like such good like opening pages, even though it is just kind of like filler while he does like the novel thing.
That's a little bit better.
These are like just so cool to me. Just like the way that he like frames them and stuff. And then when it like builds up to like this very last one where it's like the black background and everything, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Dylan decides that he needs a gun to kill somebody because he's not going to like stab him. And he talks to his drug dealer who says that the best way to do this is to like find an old ass like unregistered gun, which gives Dylan the idea to go to his mom's house and get his dad's gun, which was hidden in storage in the attic that he accidentally found once when he was a kid.
I didn't even like think about, you know, having a gun that would be traced, you know, like I'd be such a bad murderer. I'm like, oh, yeah, they can track like bullets and shit, you know, I'm like, just go to a gun store or something. Like,
one gun, please.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's how most people.
One gun for murdering, please. and then. Yeah, it very smart. Just a,
yeah, like an old ass one.
Yeah.
I feel like Dylan is like a dick to his mom in this like scene. But- Because he like shows up, he starts rummaging through his dead dad's old stuff.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, do you want to stay for dinner? And he's like, I don't know, mom. I'll let you know.
And then
he takes his car. He takes her car.
No, I'm busy. Can I buy your car?
Like you barge into her house and you just immediately start ignoring her.
It's very crazy. Junky behavior.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And I also like how the drug dealer is like, why the fuck would I have a gun? You know, like I'm not trying to die over some pills. You know? I was like, that's based. So Dylan also knows who he wants to kill, which is the brother of Dylan's old best friend from when he was young. And I guess the brother of his best friend molested him when he was a kid, eventually causing him to have like later trauma and then later becoming homeless. And then he froze to death on the streets. So he finds this Mark dude pretty easily through Facebook. And then he shoots him after his shift at the bar. And then he goes home and he's like, man, I'm pretty conflicted about this whole thing. Like, I feel kind of good, actually. One of the things I like about this scene is that he doesn't even remember what he said like right before he killed him.
Like the adrenaline and shit.
It could have been like, remember Mark, or he's like, this is for Teddy. And he's like, I don't know what I said, but it was probably kind of cool. I don't know. But it just kind of shows like he's not used to this. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Issue three. The next day, Kira tries talking to Dylan.
Wait, sorry.
What's up?
Real quick. So this murder, he's pretty close, you know, when he like shoots him pretty much point blank.
Yeah.
But just the fact that he got like him in the eyeball on like the first try, probably the first time he's firing a gun,
he's very close to him.
I don't know, man.
It's like the distance between us two. Like I could hit your eyeball from here.
There's like recoil and shit, you know. I don't know.
Not have
like,
you ever shot a gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of guns.
So many guns. Actually, I've shot way more guns than you've
like,
ever seen.
So many guns, and like I hit the targets too. I have a friend that likes guns, so I shoot his guns. Actually, one time I was shooting guns and these guys that own a gun shop were shooting guns and they let us shoot some like crazy stuff.
So many guns.
Like so many guns. You know, like the Call of Duty M1 Garand?
No.
Yeah. You'd like, you'd finish shooting and go like ping. It does that for real. It's very satisfying.
Wait, it's like that's like a rifle, right?
Yeah, it's a rifle. And like when the actual clip itself runs out, it makes that pinging noise. It's pretty cool. I shot like a 50 cal.
I remember World at War.
Yep. I shot an MP40. Remember that like submachine gun? It's like a little one.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Are those illegal?
I need to cut this out. No, I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's registered to shoot it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could shoot you in the eye.
Okay.
So don't ever fuck
with me. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah. Issue three. The next day, Kira tries talking to Dylan about their weird hookups. And then like Mason's like out of town at this point, I guess. But Dylan avoids it entirely and he's pretty wrapped up in searching news articles about the killing. And he's also trying to convince himself that he didn't just hallucinate the whole thing, the whole like demon thing. But then the demon shows up in his dreams. So it's kind of like trying to convince. And I think this dream sequence is kind of funny because we can see like what makes random people walking around like a bad person. And one of them that made me laugh, it just said secretly racist. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, interesting. It's an interesting one to pick because you could have picked like pedophile or something. Like secretly racist just feels like a funny one to choose.
I thought it was weird that he's like walking by like a shop and then there's like a mannequin with a red ski mask on. Like who advertises that they have ski masks, you know?
I mean, it's New York.
Like people would just have ski masks.
It's probably cold on their faces when they're walking to work.
I guess. I don't know.
I didn't think it was weird.
Seemed kind of weird.
I feel like what I'm surprised about is that we don't see.
It was just foreshadowing.
I know, but like, it's about like what the foreshadowing is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I know we wouldn't see this at like a mall or something, but just the
thing. In Arizona?
In Arizona. But like seeing that in like a mall in New York seems kind of off.
Disagree.
Okay.
What I was more surprised at is that there's not more iconic red ski mask dudes that I can think of.
Spider-Man.
That's like the only one, I feel like.
It's a pretty big one.
I guess you got me there.
He ruined it for everybody.
But only Spider-Man because, like, that one scene, you know?
Yeah. Good scene.
Good scene. Do you guys know any famous Joeys?
DiMaggio.
Joey Sturgis.
What does he do?
He's like a audio engineer. He's like a music producer.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind then. I was trying to think of a famous Joey, and I couldn't think of any of them.
So it's got to be Joey?
It's got to be Joey. I don't even remember like what the thought process was to trying to figure this out, but I Googled like famous Joeys and I was like, I don't know a single one of these guys.
Joey Fatone?
I did see that one, but who is that?
He was in either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, but I couldn't tell you which one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. NSYNC, I think.
Wow.
When she said the name, like the...
What a great original thought. The
face you just had. She didn't know, and I like confirmed NSYNC.
I'm going to look it up now. NSYNC.
Let's go.
He's also a television host, I guess.
Most people don't go by Joey after a certain age. Dude, he
does, like, there's Joey King.
Who's that?
It's a girl.
That's like...
Doesn't count.
Damn.
It sure does. No, she's a singer.
What?
No. That's a fucking
actor.
No,
she was
actor.
In that movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, but
she's
it was
a fucking
the one...
Bullet Train, the little girl.
The one about the mom who had Munchausen's. And she makes her daughter sick.
She's famous.
She gives a pass.
I believe that. Yeah,
Joey Kangaroo, whatever that is. Oh no, it's a type of kangaroo.
There's a type of kangaroo named Joey.
Yep,
that's cool.
All the babies are Joeys.
Joey Lawrence.
All baby kangaroos are Joeys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What'd you say?
No baby kangaroos are Joeys.
No wonder they grow up to be so angry and buff.
Hey, my name's Joey.
that's supposed to be in Australia.
I'm a freaking kangaroo.
They went from Australian to
is that
like
your
Bronx.
Australian accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Joey over here.
You said tough and that was like a tough guy voice.
in like the 40s maybe.
If it's true me
during Prohibition.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you know this guy? He's on like a show.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor guy's name is Joey.
Like one of the Bachelors? Or
season
the
28, yeah.
Oh my God, there's that many seasons of that show?
Yeah, dude, whoa. Yeah. Bachelor's like always been on.
I thought there's only been like 6 seasons, but I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the help there.
Joey Bosa, dude.
Who is that?
Dude, defensive
Nick
end.
Nick Bosa's brother?
Of the Chargers.
He's famous.
Joey yes, Diaz, dude. The
are comedian.
Any of these, are any of these Joeys?
He was the dude who's like on the train in Spider-Man 2.
Joey Diaz was in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, he's like, if you want him, you go through me.
Oh, I like that dude.
Yeah.
Okay. But none of these Joeys are closing down a Gucci store. They're shopping there, right?
Joey Diaz is.
Joey Diaz might.
The Spider-Man dude?
Yeah.
Well, he's a comedian and he's got money.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Joey Diaz.
And Joey King, too. She's actually really famous.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I feel like people.
Yeah, that
I don't
dude. Know if, that dude fucks.
He's that. She's like that famous. Where
she's I pretty famous. She just married Bon Jovi's son.
Weird. Yeah. Is she old enough to
I,
be
no,
married?
Wait, that might be Millie.
Is his name Son Jovi?
She just married somebody's son. I don't remember who it was. Dude. I think Millie Bobby Brown married Bon Jovi's
damn,
son.
Damn, dude. Child bride is crazy.
So Kira and Dylan, they start talking. And we learned that Dylan knows about Kira's fucked up childhood and how when she was young one time, she witnessed her mom be in the middle of like this crazy orgy that like she hosted.
Why would you have your kids at home?
That's what I'm thinking.
During this.
And like, what do you think? She wasn't going to get Kira. There's probably a lot of noises that, you know, occurs from a thing like that.
Yeah.
That's a crazy page too. Like we wouldn't even be able to show it in this on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we do some big censoring, but it's a there's like 50 people in this orgy.
You know, I was like really excited to reread this and then like show Sarah like a really good comic, you know. But then these first four issues, I'm like, wow, this is really pervy. There's a lot of tits in
it. It is a bit pervy, yeah.
And I'm like, she's gonna think we're a bunch of pervs.
Yeah,
and we're like, it's our favorite. I swear, it's a good book.
We're like, it's so good.
It's not just the titties. And like his dad is like a porn artist.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to be. He just like fell into that because it pays.
Yeah.
And that's just what he was known for.
It's like the people in like DeviantArt, you know?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
just make too much money doing it.
Yeah. Like barely anybody breaks out of that.
But you know? It's also like a lot of like sci-fi, like porno art.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. Like that's there's better, like naked blue ladies and stuff.
That's how you know they're aliens is they're blue.
Yeah.
They look exactly like people.
Then you see that there's a Nathan's. They go to Nathan's.
Is there a Nathan's hot dog
yeah. thing?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's been like.
Oh, yeah. I see it. That's cool. I don't think I've ever eaten there.
There used to be one in like the Chandler Mall, I think, when we were like...
No, it was the Arizona Mills.
You took me to a Nathan's, didn't you?
No, that is Ted's. Ted's is way better.
Oh, Ted's hot dogs. Fucks, dude.
Fucks so hard.
Yeah.
The onion rings, dude.
Get
the
fuck out of here. I had it in a minute, but...
I had a corn dog.
Yeah, she was, you know how she is about hot dogs. And I'm like, oh, let me take you to a hot dog place.
Babe.
And we went there and I don't think she was that crazy about it, but
I was like,
this is so good.
The line's always so long.
You have to go like right before they close.
Are they still open?
Surely.
If they ever close, we riot.
There's a hot dog place right next to me on the road I live on. It's called Higley Hot Dog. Mm. I've never been there.
Bad name.
Well, it's on Higley Road, so you know where it is.
Have you had Korean corn dogs?
Yes.
Where it's like just corn dogs with cheese in them, basically?
Yes.
They're so good.
They're pretty good. Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
There's one around
here.
They
were like, we're about to fucking innovate right now. They just slap a piece of cheese on them.
Yeah. Thing. And then it's like, they put like potatoes on it and shit.
Yeah.
And
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheeto crumbs.
Oh, I haven't had those. That sounds good.
All the different sauces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this like, this place we go to has like, or we order from, has like pineapple slushies and they're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you get this deal. It comes with like 3 corn dogs and then tater tots and 2 slushies.
That's awesome.
It's dude, so good.
It fucks every time.
For the whole family.
For us.
Of 2.
Goes great with Godzilla, you know? It,
yeah.
Is that what you guys
It was so good.
It was a great day.
I watched that this week. We're going to talk about it later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ayo.
So yeah, while they're talking, Dylan sees an article saying that the murder he did led to the cops busting a child sex ring. And he's like, that's pretty cool. I did a good thing. And then he takes Kira shooting, which is a bit weird, but
he just shows off.
And on the way back, they start making out and they're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to fuck at your place. And then they walk into the door and then Mason's there. He's back early from his trip. And then Mason's like, Kira, I can't wait to fuck. And he's like,
Mason's like such a goober,
dude. He a goober.
Yeah.
That's not the word I would use. He's just kind of a douche, I feel like.
I don't know. I think he's a goober.
Because he's like in front of people. He's like,
I want to show you how much I missed you.
Come on,
like,
what babe.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I know. He's like, come on, babe. I want to show you how much I missed you.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like,
ugh. Bold missed.
And then, but Mason's like, actually, this is fine because I like need to do some research. And he starts looking up who his next victim is going to be. So yeah, Kira and, you know, bit of a sticky situation. But issue 4, Dylan goes to buy the red ski mask that he saw in his dream. I guess he dreamed perfectly where that red ski mask was going to be, which is pretty cool.
I do that.
But he's struggling to find someone that deserves to be killed. And then also, Kira and Dylan are like still fucking behind Mason's back, but she's trying to distance herself from Mason before breaking it off with him because she doesn't want to hurt him. Which is like, okay.
Did you see the bush panel?
There is. There's. She's got some bush.
Yeah.
I'm like, just draw the pants like a little bit higher and then no bush.
We don't see any dick in this book, do we?
Not a lot of dicks in comics.
Dude, there should be more.
Maybe they're harder to get right.
Yeah,
maybe
gotta shape it right and whatnot.
Yeah, even in that big orgy scene,
small details.
In that big orgy scene, I was looking. I was like, "There's not one dick in here, is there?"
Because like
every guy's like on his side with like the leg over, you know?
Yeah, boobies are easy, vaginas are easy. It's just like a V. You can just draw a V and shade a little bit, but dicks are a lot of small detail.
Dicks are beautiful,
and they're all different.
Yeah,
I would say that
like a finger,
like a finger,
a fingerprint.
That's I mean, hands are typically like pretty hard to draw.
Yeah. Oh, they're all different, like a fingerprint. Even.
Yeah,
oh,
that's okay. Where I was going with that.
A dick print, a mushroom stamp, as some would call.
That's sick. I've never heard that in my entire fucking life.
That?
No,
it's when someone slaps somebody else.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking it was.
So Dylan goes to a strip club.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
When you slap somebody else?
Yeah, with your dick.
It's a mushroom stamp.
Oh. I was picturing like...
Like what, you slap it against a...
No, I wasn't picturing slapping it anything.
What were you picturing?
You know when someone wears really tight pants, right?
Yeah.
Like a mushroom print is what I thought you were saying. Like, oh, it's like, oh, he's got a mushroom print. Like a camel toe, like a mushroom print.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name for that,
I
too.
I think that's just called...
Bulge.
Is it called like... Moose knuckle or something?
That's
or
also that another term
is that
for
also vagina?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What does a moose knuckle look like?
I think it's just different shaped.
Okay. No, I think there's a... yeah.
What was that thing I had in Belgium? No. It's like a... it was legit called like a beef knuckle or something.
Oh, yeah. For dinner?
Yeah. It was really fucking good. It's like something that they have.
You saw that on the menu and you're like one of those.
I think it was a pig knuckle.
Yeah. Pork knuckle or something.
Pork knuckle. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds even worse.
No, it was like really fucking good. It was a ton of meat. And like, I was like, I only got it because on like the reviews in that restaurant, like that's like the thing to get there. And it's like a very like Dutch thing.
Because normally I feel like if I read that, I'm like... No, thank you. I'll have the chicken tenders.
A pork nut?
Yeah. Let me read on.
What's a pork nut?
Yeah. I think I had pasta.
Have pork nuts for dinner?
Dylan,
it only sounds gross because you just said moose knuckle, you know?
You did this.
You started it.
I started it, but he went to eating pork knuckle.
Well.
I got hungry. Okay.
We're both in trouble here.
Anyway.
Dylan goes to a strip club and he's like, there's probably shady people here. And so he just goes there. I think there's an interesting take on how, like, he won't do, like, low-level drug dealers as, like, bad people to kill. Like,
he wants it to have, like, a domino effect to where it's, like...
It takes down, like, other bad
people.
Has this
after effect.
Because drug dealers are just kind of, like, in this, like, cog of thing. And he's also not, like, forcing anybody to do drugs kind of deal. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting rule for himself to
make.
I'm
like, that just makes it, like, 10 times harder.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You know? You have to kill, like, weed dealers. Maybe the crack guys, you know?
Yeah.
He was secretly a little racist.
Why?
No, I guess maybe prejudiced. Because he assumes that these people, you haven't gotten here yet, but with the strip club, he's like, oh, well, they're forcing them to work here because of where they're from.
Yeah, he explains that.
He just like interpreted it all wrong. It's like security was making sure they were safe walking to them to the van.
Yeah, I thought this whole plan was dumb. So like, he decides to shoot the guy that's escorting the foreign dancers into the club.
Well, they go from the club into like the bus or whatever, and then it takes them to like a place where they all live.
I guess,
you know?
Yeah. So they all live together, I guess. So when he, like, so that's his plan. He's gonna shoot just that guy, because that's gonna, you know,
domino effect.
That's gonna domino effect, I guess.
Good.
So when he leaves that night, Mason catches and questions him. He's like, "Where are you going? You've been going out a lot." And
at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, which makes him think that. Mason or that Dylan's leaving to go sleep with Kira, so he calls Kira. But Dylan puts on his ski mask. He walks up to the mob guy, who's like not afraid at all. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he even starts to pull out his gun. So Dylan freaks out and he shoots him a few times. And then he tries to like free the dancers. And they're like, "You're all free, let's go." And then they just like start kicking his ass.
Yeah.
And so obviously they would, because they just saw him shoot a guy. Yeah. It's not a great plan.
Yeah, like their driver.
Yeah. They're not going to be like, "Oh, thank you."
They did.
Thank you for shooting my security.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. And so, yeah, they're kicking his ass. So Dylan reactively shoots one in the stomach and he like barely gets away.
He's like, "Sorry."
Yeah. Which is crazy because like he obviously isn't trying to kill anybody like innocent.
Two. Does that mean the next month is covered?
I don't think it rolls
like,
over.
I don't think it rolls. Yeah. You're just doing extra credit.
Dang.
You know,
I don't think the girl dies.
Probably not.
She could. It's possible.
Yeah, she could. I don't think we even figured it out, but Yeah, just a bad plan, because it's not like these ladies were like in shackles or anything, you know, like being transported.
And he even like tested it out, like, oh, can I get something extra? And she was like, oh, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he was going with this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just bad plan.
I'm sure he was just kind of desperate, trying to find someone bad.
Yeah. I also like how, like, you can tell, like, how freaked out he is when this dude, like, isn't scared. He's, like, starts pulling out his own gun, and, like, you could see, like, the fear in his eyes. He's like, just please, like,
God,
know,
whatever. No.
Yeah. Or, like this panel when he, like, shoots.
Yeah.
And he's, like, he's, like, clearly freaked out. I think they, like, really nailed the pacing of the scene. So when he gets back home, he's all bloody. Kieran and Mason are there to, like, confront him. So Dylan, like, does, like, a fake breakdown, and he makes up the story that he's been getting into bar fights because he hates himself. And then Kira, like, takes care of him, and she finds Dylan's dad's, like, old porn art stuff. And then we see the demon on one of these, like, art pieces that he did.
I missed that detail.
Oh, yeah. It's like this one.
Yeah, I missed that detail.
Very cool.
And so I like what they end up doing, like, with that little twist, because he starts to think, like, oh, maybe I dreamt this demon because I saw it in one of my dad's pieces, and then I just, like, forgot about it.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'm mentally fucking ill, you know?
Yeah, which probably. So
yeah, he tried to take his life twice. I mean,
yeah, not. Yeah, he's not in the best of shape, you know? But yeah, pretty good. I think, like, they do a pretty good job of, like, making you keep guessing, like, if he's real or if he's not real kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've always done that, like, pretty good in this. I don't think they even really tell you for sure.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. But pretty good. So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
I think these are all just different covers, right?
Yeah, the variants.
Yeah.
Or not even the variants, like the normal covers. The
actual covers, yeah.
They did do variants, but I don't think those were out by the time, like, the trade came out. Because I have, like, one of the variants where it's like the Walking Dead homage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, these are such cool covers.
Yeah, they're super good.
Or, like, there's always, like, an emphasis on, like, the red.
Yeah,
which
is
pretty cool.
They even do that, like, in the book when it's, like, snowy out and whatnot, and it's, like, red, and his mask really pops, and then, like, the brake lights on, like, cars and stuff. But, yeah.
So, what would you rate this book, Daniel?
So, speaking hot dogs, Ted's hot dog, maybe, like, Chicago style.
Nice.
You know, with like a pickle on there. I think that's Chicago style. I can't remember.
Okay.
And a side of Ted's onion rings. They're more like onion strings, but they're really fucking good.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Big dog.
Big dog. What about you?
I'd rate one of those like foot-long hot dogs. Like you can find somewhere.
At, like, or Cooperstown?
Yeah.
Or was that even, that was like two
feet.
No,
that was called like the Big Unit or something.
Yeah.
When they still had those.
When that place is still open.
Yeah. Is that the only one or is there multiple?
There might have been more than one, but I don't know where
it's
at. That
was on like Man versus Food, I thought, right? That hot dog?
Either that or Triple D.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like a foot-long hot dog, you know?
Okay.
I like it that much. More than like a regular hot dog, you know?
Yeah. What about you?
A medium Asian zing.
Okay.
What is that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, okay.
Medium size Asian zing sauce.
Oh, okay.
Which is arguably one of the best sauces.
The best sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even like argue it. Like every time we try and get like
I've
variety.
I've never tried that.
It's really good.
We try and get variety. I go to the Asian zing. I'm like, she just got all fucking Asian zing. It's so good.
I always just get as hot as I think I can handle that day.
No.
Which might be a mistake. But I like I like to fight my food a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
I like it to be like a battle.
I like the Thai curry a lot.
Ooh.
I'm waiting for the day to get rid of it because I don't think a lot of people like it at all.
Really?
A little smelly.
But I keep holding on to it. I'll keep ordering it.
Nice. Okay. That's good. That's a good rating.
How big is a medium? Like how many is
a lot. I think a snack size is 5, a small is 10, a medium is 15.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know how much the large is.
And you really like this one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's bigger sizes. There's a large. I didn't put large.
Yeah. It could have been large, but not a large book, apparently.
I know you're not like in the comics, but like, is any part of you want to like continue reading or are you just like,
if this was a show I would watch it.
Okay
being a comic, I probably won't. It's not because it's a comic that I won't finish it. I'm just like
take some time.
Yeah, but because it's pretty big. But if it was a show, I'd watch it.
I think that's good. Yeah,
good to know.
Very cool.
Alrighty, let's get into the poll list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
I'm sorry,
The pull is, the pull is. What did you shove in your box?
What's up?
You do that every time.
Nothing. Dana, what did you shove in your box?
I'm going to catch up on Transformers and see if I get 7 because it's got like the different artist on it.
Yeah.
And
it's apparently very good.
I'll just determine if like I want it that badly, you know?
Yeah.
We got, like, I'm not going to buy the physical, but Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, mm-hmm. number 5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Batman, The First Knight, number 2.
Will that come out?
The website I looked at said it did.
Oh, I might have missed it.
And then Phantom Road 10.
Okay, yeah, I picked up most of those. And then Green Lantern came out.
Which one?
10? 9 or 10?
Main one?
The main one, yeah.
Okay.
And then Ultimate X-Men number 2 also came out.
Oh, yeah, I need to read that too.
Yeah, that one's good. But didn't have the chance to read anything. I was pretty busy this weekend.
I'm thinking of starting A Court of Thorns and Roses. I'm on Book Talk. And I've been putting it off.
No
but
pictures.
Everybody loves it. And it's got like different series. You know, like it's the first series and then there's another series that's like, I don't know, backstory. I have no idea. I haven't read any of it. But I'm on Book Talk and everybody really likes it. But I've been putting it off because of how many books there are.
Is that how you
And like, I know I'm going to get into it and you know how fast I go through those fucking things. So
read like one a day, you know, and then she'll
book.
Yeah. And wow.
And then she'll just, she'll like stay up super late to read it. I'm like, go to bed.
That's sick. No,
I can't
that's
help.
Awesome.
I can't help myself.
I love being a little devious.
So
like
I kind of want to start it, but then I haven't yet because it's an expensive
how
habit.
How many books are in like the whole thing?
I think the first like series or whatever, the first storyline is like 5 books.
Okay.
The second one is probably another 5 and the last one's probably another 5.
Yeah.
Or there might be more than
books.
That. Yeah, so.
How big are these books? Ooh, big.
I don't know, but I'm kind of thinking about starting it.
Is that how you get a lot of your book recommendations is Book Talk?
Yeah, I've lately I have been.
Book Talk's not really a thing for comics.
I'm sure it is. Maybe you guys just aren't on comic
book. I feel like looking. TikTok. I feel like I should be.
I feel like I interact with enough comic book things on TikTok. So like they know I'm like somewhat interested.
Maybe we should start it. We got to start book.
We gotta
comic book talk.
Comic book talk.
Comic book talk.
Comic talk.
Comic talk.
Comic talk. Yeah, that makes more sense, I think. Anyway.
Talk mix.
Trade talk.
These are bad names.
Trade talk was a good name.
Yeah, I agree.
Trade talk.
But yeah, that's my shove it in your box.
Okay, what was the last good book you read?
So recently I don't recommend it, not because I loved it, but because it's really big and it's very depressing. It's called, A Little Life,
mm-hmm.
and it's huge. It's like this big.
Ooh, that's
and it's just about a guy who had like an awful fucking life. It was really sad actually, but it was really good.
Okay, cool.
That was
this book's a little depressing too. It was pretty good.
She likes misery,
you know?
I do.
Yeah. I think it's very humanizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little therapeutic to read. About other people's problems, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I wanted to cry a few times. It was so sad.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Don't read it.
Okay, I won't.
But it's really good. But
I
don't
won't
read
because
it.
It's too big.
It is really big.
Not because
it's
I'm afraid
huge.
Of depressed people.
And it does drag a bit.
Yeah, when it's you know, this big.
I kind of like sometimes if I can see a whole paragraph, it's just about the details of how someone's like fucking standing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll skip that paragraph. I'm like, why the hell am I going to sit here?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I get it. He's walking slow.
So you cut corners is what
you're
saying.
He's walking slow and sad.
Probably something important in there. You're just looking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little nuggets.
Little nuggets in there.
Anyway, didn't you watch anything?
I watched Godzilla X Kong, the second one.
The New Empire?
The New Empire. Is that what it's called?
Did you love it?
I thought it was a banger.
Okay,
is it
cool.
So good?
It was so good in theaters.
It is so
I
good
love
in
those
theaters.
Movies so much.
What makes it better is that I saw it on Monday and I was the only one that picked up tickets for everybody. Like we were alone in that theater.
Wow, private theater, dude.
Yeah, private theater. So when Kong
roller.
Picks up a fucking monkey and he hits another monkey with that monkey, we're like, we're like clapping and shit.
Best part.
Yeah.
There are people like in our theater laughing too. I was like dying.
It'll be the best comedy movie of the year, I think. Because there's some insane shit that happens in that movie.
Dude, Godzilla suplex.
Dude, the suplex was so fucking
cool. I was like, let's
cool.
go, dude.
I love that he was like coming to him for help, but it's just fucking on site. Like, you don't even try to talk to me, bro.
On site.
He's like, are you shitting me?
He's like,
just got rid of this motherfucker.
And he's like fucking running towards him. Kong's like, oh, no, please.
Let me tell you something.
You got to
start running.
You got it all wrong. My favorite part is when he charged up the beam to like shoot Kong with it. and you see him shoot the beam and Kong's like outrunning it, but he's doing like this like little jog to like run away from it. And I thought it was
he's like
so
jumping
funny.
Over the pyramids, you know?
He like runs behind the pyramid, but he's like doing such like a slow jog, I feel like. I thought it was very funny.
Well, it was in slow motion.
I don't think so, dude. I think that's just like how slow they move, but since they're so big. But.
I was really mad. Not mad. I was upset when I was watching it because Kong would have beat that guy's fucking ass if he didn't have this little dragon thing behind the wall whatever. He would have mopped the floor with him.
Yeah,
that's cheating, bro.
Yeah, Scar King wasn't
you can't
that
be
scary.
Like the king if somebody can whoop your ass like that.
I think they tried a little bit too hard to make him scary because he like stands scary. Like an anime villain. Do you notice that?
Yeah. And why like, is he so skinny? I think he's going to be like bigger than Kong, you know?
Yeah. He stood like this a couple times, you know, where he's like an anime. He's got like this weird thing.
Yeah.
Where like, she tries to like look menacing, but.
Yeah.
And then they just like, they shoved in there that like he has this like sex ring of like, so he can like reproduce with these other monkeys. Did you see that?
I did.
Like all these like female monkeys just holding red babies.
Yeah. And he's got like a bunch of monkey slaves, but like, what are they doing? What are they building? They're like moving rocks around and shit, but like nothing's being built.
Yeah, that's true.
I also really like how there's like 20 minutes of just like, oh, like just like no dialogue, but there's like dialogue.
But you know what they're saying.
I know. And like,
they probably had like script for like the grunters.
Like, and so I was like, I get it though. Like, I get everything that's happening. There's like a lot of drama here. And
it was like 20 minutes without a word.
I know. I was 15 minutes in and I was like, this is impressive. Like, I know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Scar King does not fuck with him. He thinks he's a little bitch, you know?
Yeah.
I hope there's another one.
I assume there's gonna be at least one more.
There is, and I think it's gonna be more like Godzilla based, you know, because these last two seem
like Kong better.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, Kong's kind of like the main character in this one. Like you see him.
I feel like he was in like the last one too, because they're mostly with him trying to get to Hollow Earth, and then Godzilla just shows up.
Well, I think it's just easier to interact with him because
Godzilla was in this for 8 minutes total.
That's
8 minutes of screen time. Yeah.
Really?
That like apparently
that seems wrong.
Look it up. But like all of them are like about 8 minutes, like all the King Kong movies or the Godzilla movies.
Like on average, he'll normally be on screen for about 8 minutes. Is what you're saying? Or
yeah.
Oh, no. I feel like there's way more in this.
I felt like that too, but
because like there's like a whole anti-gravity fight scene. There's the pyramid fight scene.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. And then there's like four instances of him like fighting underwater in Rome.
It was like a minute, dude.
I like how he had his little bed in like the Coliseum thing.
Yeah.
I know.
And then like, he went back to it.
He's like, dude, I'm fucking
didn't give a shit.
I'm pooped. Wiped. Yeah, but it was good. There's
the new monsters are kind of cool, like the little ice
Mothra
dragon
was,
thing.
Mothra was ridiculous in this.
Did you watch King of
yeah,
the Monsters?
Yeah, Mothra was in that, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Mothra's like not really like a villain.
She was in that movie, wasn't she?
She was kind of there.
Mm, okay.
I don't really know what her purpose is, but
the thing that doesn't make sense in this movie.
Plenty of stuff.
The one thing that doesn't make sense.
Probably more than that.
They find those like wee-wee people or whatever. Whatever
the wee-wee people.
The Iwu people.
Yeah.
Anyway, the like race, the people that are like in under Hollow Earth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They like just discover them, and then all of a sudden she's like, make eye contact with them. Like it's polite to do. It's like, you just found these people. And then she could like read their language on the wall. So whenever she was translating like random ass markings on the wall, I'm like, you don't know what this says, you know? Like you just discovered
these people. I'm surprised. I'm like, did somebody else try to climb those stairs and do that just to like see if anybody could have done it?
Yeah. The stairs, I was like, this girl.
She could get fucked right now.
That's some stairmaster.
Yeah.
If she slips once,
yeah,
she's
you're
dead.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very fun movie though.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it too. I wonder what they're gonna do with like Kid Kong, you know, from
the baby,
the little baby.
They gotta bring him back.
They have to.
He has like a name. I was trying to look up like toys on him. It's apparently not like Mini Kong. Mm. He's got like a real name. But anyway,
good movie.
Good movie.
Good movie.
We watched Rogue One.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, yeah. That movie's awesome.
It is.
I think he was asking me. You've obviously seen it several times.
I know you
times.
Like it.
So good.
I mean, obviously a very different feeling Star Wars movie, but you liked it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I would ask a lot of questions, but I didn't necessarily need to because like where it was or like with the movies that I was in between, and the questions I was asking were stuff with stuff I was going to find out during the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is she?
But it's hard to like know what you're going to find out in the movie.
Especially because I haven't seen all of them. So yeah. I'm like, is this something I would have learned from another movie had I seen it? Yeah, it's like,
should I know who this is?
Yeah, kind basically. Yeah.
No, yeah, I think that's fair.
She's like, who's Ray? I'm like, Ray? Like, who are her parents? I'm like, I don't know.
Who could say?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that when I was watching it, there's like the, you remember Grease from the video game, the guy who pilots like the monarch or whatever.
Ooh.
Is that the ship?
Grease?
Yeah, he's like little guy with the hair, and he had like forearms or whatever. He has the bar in the second one. In Fallen Order.
This guy? No, that's Guido.
I don't mean to keep kicking you under the table. I'm not playing for
Blitzy. Oh, yeah. Wait, he's in this?
No. Oh. One of his species is in it.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I'm like, oh, dude, they're like real.
It's like the Danny DeVito alien.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which is cool. I didn't realize that Saw Gerrera died in this one.
Yeah.
I like totally forgot about
that. That's fucked up.
Because like he's in Andor, because it's like the prequel, but I just didn't remember that, you know.
Yeah, Andor dies in that movie too. So.
Yeah, everyone fucking dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that part.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't. Did they like kiss at the end? They just hugged, right? Because they're friends.
They just hugged. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Dude, the planet that they were, that like Saw Gerrera was on, that was Jedha,
mm-hmm.
from the game,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh shit.
I say, mm-hmm, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's just a desert planet. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but it was like Jedha specifically.
Wait, so it got fucked up.
I guess it got blown up because that was when they were testing out the Death Star.
But the whole thing didn't get blown up.
The city. But
a big chunk of it got blown up.
Yeah. So, but still.
Because I think they tried to not blow up a planet so that it wouldn't undermine when they blew up a planet in A New Hope.
Okay.
I think that was their idea. But anyway. I like the robot dude, K2SO.
Oh, yeah. He's goated.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. I figure him somewhere.
He's so sassy. That's cool. Good movie. I remember not liking it the first time I watched it because I wanted to see some lightsaber. And then I was like, what is this
saber action?
Who are these people?
There's some lightsaber.
Where's Luke Skywalker, you know? And then I watched it like a second time over the course of like a couple days while I was running at the gym, and I was like, this is a good ass movie. So I got a better appreciation for it on the second watch.
Definitely.
And now it's like my favorite, I think. But I don't really know.
I think it's like 2 for me now.
Okay, nice. I watched the first episode of X-Men 97.
Oh yeah,
the Disney Plus show.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, actually.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
I had never watched the original cartoon, and I think it definitely feels like a cartoon that would have been made in the 90s just because like the way they talk and shit.
Like four kids on like Saturday morning kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. And there's some insane action in this. I don't know if you've seen like the Cyclops action clip. But he's like...
Where he's like falling from the sky
He's like
whatever.
Falling from the sky, and he uses little blasts to like slow down his fall and like land normally.
Uh-huh.
It's very cool. Or like the way that he does action with it, you know, he'll like shoot a little beam and that'll like slide him backwards so he could like punch another guy behind him kind of deal. Mm. It's very cool.
Okay.
So I watched that. I think I'll probably keep watching it. And did you guys watch Invincible?
No.
Yeah.
Not the last episode.
You didn't
not
watch the season finale?
No.
That's the season finale already?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like the second part of season 2 and the whole season's only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So. Is it good?
Yes.
Did something crazy happen?
Yes.
Like crazy cliffhanger kind of thing?
No. Well, I guess like kind of. There's something that like happens and you're like, wow, that has some big ramifications. And then they like, there's a chance for them to expand on it in like a particular moment and then they don't.
Okay. Mm.
And so it's like, okay, well, this will obviously come up again, mm-hmm. you know. But there's like a big action scene. There's a lot of blood and then some big shit happens. Yeah. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, I meant to watch that, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I liked it. Now we'll wait another 6 years for season 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like 2 or 3 years. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
But I think I think they were trying not to have us wait that long. I think they... Steven Yeun said that they had some banked or something. So we'll see. Yeah. And then I played this game called Bonding Ambivalence.
It's a long name.
It is a long name. It's like a French game made by like two French guys. You could tell they're French because I think they did all the English like words like that you hear, and it sounds like they just phonetically wrote out what English would sound like. And so when there's when someone's like talking in English, it just sounds like they're very much like just really emphasizing like certain words, and just feels like a little bit off. But
so they're like French people voice acting.
Yeah, it's like if we were to write out what like French words would sound like, but we write it in English and we just like try and say that. And so like they don't have like the cadence or something of whatever language, but
I mean, French people know English pretty well. It seems like.
Yeah. I'm not saying that
it's at least like bad, in the service industry,
whatever. But like sometimes they'll say something just a little bit off. But basically, it's like it's a two-player game, and it's kind of like an escape room, but also a first-person shooter at the same time. And it's not a very popular game. Parker and I were just looking for something to play, and he tried playing this with Ben, but the like escape the room aspect of it was like a little bit too much for Ben, I think. And they would spend like multiple days in like one room trying to figure out how to like get out of it. And so we started playing it, and it is tough. Like there's like a puzzle where you're like in an office building, and like one guy's like a hacker, so you're able to like hack into computers, and the other guy can like has like a toolkit so he can get into certain doors or whatever. But you have to like communicate pretty well with each other. And if you don't do like the puzzles within like a certain number of tries, then the action like really picks up and it's like almost like impossible to beat. So you have to like, you pretty much have to solve the puzzles. But it, there's like a room that took us like 3 hours, and you had to like look at a, like a hologram of like a star, like constellation, but you didn't know what constellation it was. So you had to like figure out what constellation he was trying to get you to look at and have that be like the password to get into a certain terminal or whatever. So like the thing that's weird about it is that the
you have to Google stuff while you're playing.
Dude, that's the thing. It's not popular enough to where there's like people just tell you what to do, you know? So like I tried doing that when I was like on hour like two of trying to figure out what the stupid password was to like Jeffrey's computer to like unlock a different door. It was like no one has posted anything on YouTube. Because it's not that big of a game, but we figured it out. It was very satisfying. But it's just funny because there's so much time between like shooting things because you're trying to figure out what the puzzle is that you just like forget that you have a gun at some point. But I think it's pretty good. We're going to try and finish it. It's just interesting for what it is. So
yeah,
I liked it.
Cool.
You guys watch anything else? Do anything else?
You want to talk about Couple to Thruple?
Oh my God, Nathan. What
the fuck is that?
You're missing out.
Couple to Thruple?
Yeah, I watched it on your Peacock.
Oh, wow. Wait, I stopped Peacock.
Was that on Paramount?
No, it was on Peacock.
Oh.
You must have got a different
You canceled login. Your Peacock?
I did. When I'm not did watching you cancel anymore.
It? What the fuck?
Like 3 months ago or something.
How are we still in it?
Maybe I should see if they're still charging me.
You should.
Well, didn't we watch it to watch like a football game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think I canceled it realistically like a month and a half ago.
Okay.
But it was like before we started like Game of Thrones or something.
There's so. No way.
Anyway.
You'll have to show me downstairs. But what's the Thruple fuckle about?
What do you think Couple to Thruple would be about?
Couple to Thruple. So they get another person.
Yeah, it's like a dating show where these couples all go on, and then there's a bunch of singles also on the island as these like reality shows usually are.
I don't like that at all.
And they just like thruple up. Like the couple like chooses someone to invite into their relationship.
They're like everyone's like poly, so it's like they all
know what's going on.
But it's not like you're being forced in this.
But I mean, does the third person get to have a say?
Because
they have to step forward if they're like interested in the couple.
Wow, that's so
and then the couple like picks based off of like who's interested in them.
Yeah,
so like one of the single people would be like, man, I really like Jim and Janet, but man, I do not fuck with Oscar and Sarah.
Yeah.
Like shit like that.
Yeah And whoa. So yeah, and then like each episode, like if they're not really vibing with their single or whatever, they can like the single person can leave, or like the couple can choose to swap out theirs. Yeah. So there's always like a group of singles that are there.
Okay, interesting.
And so.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was pretty good. I mean, then at the end, like the best part is they like give a montage of like who's still together if like anybody ended up in a thruple, which a lot of them did. I think there was only one that didn't thruple up.
Really? Thruple up.
Yeah.
What a crazy verb.
I like
to thruple.
I know. I get people having open relationships. Like, do you? live. But it's weird to me, like people dating, like a couple dating the same person. Cause it's like, if you're going to have an open relationship, wouldn't you want to like, I don't know.
Like have it be open?
Have it be open instead of like both of you dating the same person. I don't know. Like to me.
Yeah, open seems like it would make more sense than.
There were a lot of like three-way kisses.
Where there were a lot of three. I saw a lot of really? Three ways. Yeah.
Was it mainly like two girls and a guy? Or
there was one that was three guys. There was and the all the other ones were two girls and a guy.
Okay. Yeah. There's never two guys and one girl.
I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it's just whatever very you're into, it's very because normally when you know pick a partner,
mm-hmm.
it's like your choice. But to have it be like now all of a sudden like a council of people yeah. being like
they're like, we think you would fit very well into our lifestyle.
You should come to us.
Yes.
You know?
That's just, and it was interesting when some couples liked the same single because that happened a couple times. And then they would like argue, they're like, okay, so you're going up to this person that we're clearly interested in and telling them that you're interested in having them in your couple or your throuple.
So they have to choose a couple to be throupled?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of jealousy in it.
Yeah.
You know, like at first I'm like, oh, I wonder how like this, how people are going to pair up, how it's going to like work out. And then like halfway through, like people get mad because like they gave up like a single or they choose to swap out and then someone else picks them up and then it's just a problem.
Yeah. So you didn't choose them.
Yeah, I know. And
so you kicked them to the curb.
And then, yeah, there's just a lot of emotions.
Did some couples not throuple at all?
No. Everybody throupled. There was one couple that left early, but because they had found a third that they really liked and they just didn't feel the need to be there anymore. So all three of them left together.
Whoa.
And coincidentally, that's like the only throuple that is actually still together.
Yeah.
Mm.
One of the couples was from Arizona.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
I'm like, oh, maybe I see him somewhere. Because they're like the bodybuilder couple. I'm like, what if I see him at a gym or something?
Oh, interesting.
Their throuple ended.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's throuples. I know that they're a thing. I wonder, I'm trying to like word it because it's hard, but like, I wonder if there's like an original couple that picked up a throuple and then like kicked out one of the original two.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You know? And they're
absolutely.
Like, yeah, I imagine there would have to be.
For some reason, it felt
I'm
weird.
Sure.
That, can you like, legally be like a throuple? Like share like a.
Like marriage wise?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
Not in Arizona.
Maybe in Utah. Or. Yeah.
Can you share?
I think Utah's illegal now too, but I'm sure, you know, somewhere maybe it's
for
legal.
Some reason, it just felt weird that it was like a couple just kind of like picking like one person.
Yeah, that's the part that seems
I'm like,
to
is
me.
There ever any throuples that just happen to be three really good friends and they're like, hey, you know,
here's a crazy idea.
Maybe that's where it threw me off because I'm like, you guys already have this like established bond and then just picking somebody up just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
Just bringing it into that dynamic.
So like there's no history really there. Like I could see like a show where it's like,
like we really like you. It feels almost predatory even though it's not.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it does. I could see a show where it's like a bunch of singles that are down for a throuple and mm-hmm. they like have to pick teams. You
but
know?
That's still but you'd still like, you know, pick one person and then you're like, all right, we need another person, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're picking teams in
it's
school.
Like a, it's like in class. It's like, all right, get in teams of four and you get with your two boys and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
We need to pick somebody up.
We need like either another couple or two singles.
You know? Or like I was always the kid where I was like wouldn't have like a
you'd
group.
Pick last.
I wouldn't have a group, and the teacher would be like, all right, everybody raise your hand if you don't have a group. And, and I'm just like,
all right, who wants Nathan? All right, you're a group of five.
Yeah.
Dude, I was a part of so many like remainders. Like I was always like that remainder that was like going into a group.
Me too, honestly. Yeah.
There were some people that didn't get picked to be throupled up. Like they would go back into the pool of singles, and then each week, like you'd decide if you wanted to stay in your throuple or if you wanted to leave or like swap
then, like,
them out for somebody.
Through, they
why? Because they're like boring or?
They just like decided they didn't like work together.
Just didn't vibe. And then like halfway through, they'll like add a whole new couple into the mix and then they'll add more singles and stuff.
Mm.
So I kept you on your toes.
I'm sold.
You should watch it. It was very interesting. It was an interesting watch.
I'm going to have to watch it on the Peacock account.
Sophia would love it, I think.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Sophia would love it.
She loves that shit.
Yeah.
And she's going to talk to me about how she can never be a throuple. And I'm like, okay,
good.
Sure.
Great.
That's
great.
And you're secretly thinking like, maybe we'll make this work.
No. But she'll always do that. And she'll like watch Love is Blind. She's like, I could never do this. And I'm like, oh, great.
I love watching things with Sophia because she talks a lot.
She talks so
I like
much.
It though.
Oh my God.
She's like, oh maybe my only, God.
Maybe she only likes you for your looks, man. If she was in a room with like a wall in between you guys, she wouldn't like your personality, bro. That's what she's saying.
I think.
Just start thinking like
I
this.
I think you're right. Because I'd be like, I don't know. Did you watch Avengers? I don't think I'd be good in that show.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so hot. You know, that's how I get people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you reel them in, Nathan.
That's your draw.
Yeah, pretty much.
With the charming good looks.
Just tell them about your comic book podcast.
That'll reel her in.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting matched on Love is Blind if I was single.
If you guys were on Love is Blind and you were both on there, people would be like, I just fucking talked to you because you guys sound exactly the same and you're both a little monotone.
You know what? People have listened to the show think that Nathan is older than me because I think he just talks just so smarter. Mature. Yeah, I feel like he mumbles less.
Very mature.
Yeah, he's a very mature young man.
They're intelligent.
Like, I think it's different in their voices.
Masculine, even.
I feel like his voice is deeper.
I think you guys have the same voice.
Pretty similar.
Yeah, pretty similar.
I'd be like, I just talked to you. Nice try.
Well, you have the same voice as Zach.
That isn't even possible.
Anyway, what are we reading next week, Nathan?
What are we gonna read next week?
I don't know. What are we doing?
Do you want to read Dead Boy Detectives?
Does that show? Oh, that show comes out, huh?
Yeah, the
25th. Do they have one about a farm or animals? You guys should read something like that.
Yeah, there's Farmhand.
Farmhands. Yeah, it's about a guy that can
read
grow
one you guys haven't
organs.
Read before.
That's what we always do.
We mostly do that.
Yeah.
Oh well, then how do you know about Farmhand?
I have read that one.
We have read that.
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
But you asked for a farm. That's the first thing that came to my head.
I just think you guys would like that kind of thing.
Like a farm book?
Yeah.
About farm animals?
Does Superman count?
No.
When he grows up in Smallville?
No.
You go on a farm.
I'm thinking more like Chicken Run.
You're thinking like anthropomorphic animals?
Dude, Chicken Run comic would be sick.
No, it wouldn't. I think what makes those movies good is that they're like claymation.
Yeah. They're like slightly creepy, but still really good. Yeah. Like they're making them into chicken pot pies, bro.
The second one came out. Yeah, I know. I haven't seen it.
It looks like more fucked up.
Really? Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
It's a horror movie.
Dude, anyway. Is there a claymation horror movie?
Surely, right?
Whoa, I want to see that. I want them to be like Chicken Runs, like when they smile, you see like all their teeth, just like that style.
Oh, fuck that.
That'd be cool.
I mean, some Tim Burton shit can be like that, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I guess that's true. Anyway. Dead Boy Detectives is cool.
So, yeah, it would come out like the day after Dead Boy Detectives.
Let's do it.
So, okay. So I looked into this. I read like the first issue of like Peter Schott's run.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like a great like starting point for those characters.
Okay.
And so I read the run before that and I liked it. Like, no, it was like something lit or something. Hold on. Well, that's taking its time. Toby Litt and Mark Buckingham.
Oh, okay. I like Mark.
Yeah. So this came out in 2014. So the main reason is that there's like the Dead Boy Detectives are like ghosts and they solve
Dead Boys
shit. And then there's like this human girl that, you know, still alive. Her name's like Crystal, I think. And she's in this run. And so I think, and it kind of shows how they like meet, I guess. And I think that's like kind of, it's going to be more well-rounded in like what the show will have.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
So, Nathan, did you ever see Beetlejuice?
Yeah, it's good.
They're making another one.
Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice.
Are there comics on Beetlejuice? Yeah.
This is the cover.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down for that. Sounds good.
Cool.
In
Vertigo, Nathan.
Yeah, I just watched Beetlejuice for the first time like last Christmas
season. I love
that.
I watched that a lot when I was a kid.
Never seen it.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. I liked scary movies.
Yeah. When they fuck up their face and make it all triangular, I'm like, I don't fuck with
this. You
should
watch Beetlejuice because I'm going to see the second one when it comes out. So you should probably watch the first one.
No.
I mean, I just saw it. So it's like, what?
What?
He'd like it, right? Classic. I think he'd like it.
You'd like it, yeah.
I'd probably vibe with it, yeah.
I think Beetlejuice is a little annoying.
Yeah, well.
But he's supposed to be, so.
Because it's kind of like a classic, I'll probably look at it in that.
Dude, he looks the fucking same. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
No, dude, he looks old as fuck.
No, he looks old as fuck in the first one.
He's got the face paint on, so he looks the same.
I don't know. He looks older in the trailer, in the new trailer.
You haven't seen it. You don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're not a real Beetlejuice fan. Don't pretend like you know what you're talking about.
You're not a real Beetlejuice fan like me or Sarah.
Yeah, name one of his songs.
Beetlejuice. I am Beetlejuice. That's the song.
Yes, songs.
No, I mean, there's a couple songs in the movie.
Oh, okay. Is that a musical? Boom, you like musicals.
Stripe Suit.
There's like two songs in there.
How many songs is the minimum for musicals?
We should have like a... I'll like make a list of like, do you consider this a musical?
We'll put up a poll.
We'll do that as a segment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Anyway.
All right, that's it.
All righty. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Happy birthday to me. Nathan, where's my gift?
I don't have it.
Give him a kiss. Now kiss.
You want me to give you a little smooch.
A little smooch. Turn off the cameras. Check out the link tree in
the bio. Yeah. Can you say something? You can pull that closer to you so you don't have to lean forward.
Tell us if you think
a little bit closer.
Some of the shit's a musical.
What do you consider a musical?
What's your favorite musical?
Perfect.
What's your favorite musical that doesn't feel like a musical?
Yeah.
Because for me,
or what is not a musical but feels like it should be a musical?
Yeah.
Do you like musicals? Right,
is School of Rock a musical? That's really what I want to know.
Is it a musical?
Is that a musical, though?
I would consider it a musical.
When they're
I don't
singing
know.
On the street. When they're singing down the sidewalk.
I'm asking them.
They're twirling around. Vote on your phones now.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody.